Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm glad you were able to tune in today. You've just reached Interviewing the Divas, a show that speaks with amazing women from around the globe about the things that are important to them. This show is about finding balance and learning from others, appreciating and accepting one another. My name is Candace Gish, and I live in Alberta, Canada, with my very own divas. I have four beautiful daughters ranging from the age of 5 to 11. Our motto in our home is, believe you can, and you are halfway there. Today's show is going to be called Divine You, a transformation of to your own success. Today I'm going to be introducing to you our new diva. She's a dynamic diva by the name of Jeanette Beaver. Jeanette is a mother of four. She's actually from Ontario, Canada here, and she has many years of experience in the direct marketing industry and fashion industry. She's a dynamic leader on her own and a mentor in her current company, and she's actually one of the top women in the direct marketing industry. She's a top income earner, so it's really exciting to be able to have her on the show today because she's going to be sharing with us her story, and she's going to be sharing some tips on transformation of yourself. So welcome, Jeanette. We are so excited to have you today.
Thank you very much, Candace, and good morning to each and every one of you listening to this fantastic show.
Well, we're so excited to have you. You know, I've been reading a lot about you. I watch your posts on Facebook. You know, I hear from other dynamic leaders about you, and it's just really exciting to be able to have the chance to speak with you today. Janet, can you maybe tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, our listeners are really interested in finding out who you are and what made you decide to do what you're doing today.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a mother of four, so you can see I'm a very busy mom. But I started my own company. I actually own my own handbag business where I supply to one of the largest store chain in Canada, Winners. And with that, I also supply in different boutiques around the world. And I've been involved in fashion industry for many years, and I just love fashion. So the current company that I'm with now is through because of my traditional business why I'm linking it. But what I find is that, you know, leveraging people's time and effort is really what's going to get you to where you want it to be. So that being said, success is something that didn't come in easily as in this type of business, but I'm very happy, quite successful, and juggling, you know, kids and business, and it's all a rewarding career. And I built an organization of almost 7,000 people in over 65 countries. I've generated retail sales of over 19 million in the last 6.5 years, so it's very fulfilling career.
Yes, that's excellent. You know, and that's something that we want to hear is that, you know, it's about balance, you know, finding the balance between work and personal life. And, you know, you're at a success story because you've been able to do it all. And I think a lot of the women on our show like to hear that, you know what, I can have a family, but I can also build a successful business at the same time. So thank you so much for sharing that. Today's topic, I know that you were really wanting to talk about this specific topic, the divine you. Can you tell me a little bit about why divine you?
Yes. So, you see, a lot of people have asked me, or just through this, you know, line of business, I've met so many people, they've been struggling and they wanted to find the answer why they're not successful, why they're not having success. They're working really hard, but they're not really getting that success that they want. I think what it is from within you, because you see, life throws a whole kind of situation in our lives, and it depends on the way we handle it. And if we learn to transform from within, if we learn to release all that stress that's happening in our lives, not just you know, like not just putting that in the back burner of your, you know, mind, I think that's when you'll see the breakthrough. So that's what I wanted to talk about. You need to transform from within and not just by your mouth. So,
yeah,
you know, until you learn that, that's when you see that breakthrough happening in your career.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. So that kind of starts us off with, you know, being the mother of four, how are you able to do this? How are you able to balance your family life and your business?
Yes. So that's, you know, I find that a lot of mother, like women in general, are very strong. And then when you get into the motherhood, you know, we kind of course, take that responsibility of taking care of our children. And for me, how I balance this is that you need to be clear on what it is that you want. So this is the beginning of, like I said, transformation, right? You need to know why you're doing the business that you're doing, or if you're thinking of doing a business, you need to make sure that the reason for doing it is very clear. So for me, my reason for doing this is for my children, because I wanted to build that legacy for my kids. I wanted to break the cycle of job for my kids. So how I balance this is that, you know, first you got to set aside the time when you wanted to do the business. And that time, you have to explain to your kids that, you know, this is the time for me to do the business. So then the kids will understand that, you know, during that time, then, you know, it's kind of like during your radio show, your daughters are giving you that time to do what you want to do. So it's kind of like really just explaining to them that you're doing this for them. So it's not like you can't honestly mix the two. Like it will always, there's always going to be one that's going to suffer. So what you wanted to do is you need to have that clear schedule. And this is what I've learned from one of the top networkers too. And he said that you need to have, to be able to be successful, you need to have that schedule. And you need to be able to explain to your family, to your kids, why you're doing it. And that schedule, you allow yourself to work it fully. Not necessarily, you know, if there's emergency, you're not going to, you know, attend to the emergency, of course. But it's kind of like, you know, when you go to full-time job, right? When you're at work, there's no kids, there's no family to interrupt you. So it's the same thing here. So for me, once you explain that to your kids, your family, that this is a certain time for me to do this business, then you kind of get that balance between family and work. Like I said, it's no different than people who are going to real full-time job. You know, you need to have that. And every time, honestly, every time I get discouraged, all I have to do is look at my four kids, look at their face, look what it is I'm building for them, and that actually pushed me forward. That actually what motivates me to do more. So balancing it, family life, you know, kids and business, you can do it. You just have to have that clear understanding between you and also the schedule that you need to do.
Oh, I love it, because that's definitely something that I've been, you know, sharing with people for years now is the balance. And, you know, with my family, you know, as you were saying, like, I really have made this our family business. You know, whenever I'm involved in a business opportunity, you know, I tell the children, you know, like, this is what we're doing. And, you know, they're very interested and they're very wanting to be a part of it. But we have the balance. Because they know that the work time, family time, and it works out really well. And I'm really glad that you were able to share that little tip with everybody too, because I think it is very important, because you become very successful if you have your family on board. I think this probably leads us to our within the divine you. I know within myself, because of being able to find this balance, I was able to even have more time to work on myself through my personal development. And with the divine you, I think, and is that kind of what you're kind of getting at when you're trying to figure that out, the transformation part of it?
Yes. Actually, you see, I've been through so much, you know, like, I wouldn't get into it because it's a long story, but you see, something happened with me when I was 5, and at that point, at that young age, you would not think that, you know, how can a 5-year-old think this way? But at that point, I made a decision whether I wanted to be affected by what happened to me, that situation, or do I live a normal life? And what I've chosen is to live a normal life. So I did grow up in a happy family. I was in honor roll. I've studied so hard. I've got many friends. You wouldn't think that something happened to me when I was 5 because of that choice that I've made. Mm-hmm. But in the last couple of years, all that things that happened to me that I am trying to put on the back burner just all came back, okay? That's what I'm saying. You can't just put everything in the back corner. You need to deal with it. So something happened, then at that point, I have to make a decision. Do I continuously putting that off, or do I deal with it, and how do I deal with it? So that's what I'm saying, transformation from within. Because I did make that choice to live a normal life, to live a happy, you know, normal life, but at the same time, I didn't actually deal with the problem. So then I started dealing with the problem. So this is now when you're releasing the stress, right? So stress will come in your life. There is no question about that. But you have to release that from your body and from your mind. So meaning that you need to, if you're a spiritual person, then you need to really meditate on your spirituality. If you do, you know, any other meditation, that's really good. But what I'm saying is you need to deal with the stress. So then I start sharing that experience, and because the more you share it, the more you will feel so
empowered
about because a lot of people, because that's kind of like how I felt. I was embarrassed about sharing it, so I kept it for 35 years. Even though I've made that decision to live a normal life, I still didn't fully deal with the issue because I felt embarrassed. But you know, what I've learned is that when you talk about it, it lightened the load that you're carrying, and then of course meditating and releasing it will fully release you from all the stress. And you see, before, what happened was every time something happened, problem or stress that comes in my life, it will always have to stop me from doing the business or my business. In that case, it will always stop me from moving forward, because I will always get into this pity party, you know. But like I said, every time that now happens, all I have to do is just to meditate and really just release that stress. Because here's one thing I would like you to think about: when all this problem comes in your life, there's really two choices that you can do, right? First is to give up, because that's the easy way to do it, is to give up and live unhappy. And of course, eventually you will die unhappy. But if you do something about it and you can move forward, and you can transform from within, meaning that, you know, you're totally releasing it and not just putting it in the back burner, like I said, like you're completely releasing it. And what's going to happen is that nothing will come your way that you cannot handle. And every time that comes, you need to have, like, that strong why. Like, for me, like I said earlier, it's my four children. So when I feel that stress coming, so I will meditate and release it and then look at my kids and everything will be okay. And so what happened, yes?
I was going to say, do you find that there's a correlation, you're seeing this quite a bit with, you know, with individuals that you bring into your business, that they have,
definitely.
Like they're, yeah, and do you find that, you know, because, you know, we're talking definitely about reasons why, you know, some people are more maybe prone to giving up a lot of time. Do you think it has a lot to do with maybe this internal struggles that they're probably going through then?
Definitely, because, you know, it's either there's a traumatizing situation that happened with them in the past, or most of the case is really about money, right? They know that they need money, but the problem with that is that, okay, so they come in, they join whatever business they think that's going to help them create the money. But every little obstacles or problems that they go through, they give up. So there's got to be something much deeper than the money. So what I tell them is that you have to think about what it is. So it could be because, you know, the money leads to them not be able to pay the debt, or, you know, like their mortgage, or where they're going to get their next meal, right? So the thing about it is that if you worry about it, if you just wanted to make the money because you wanted to meet, and, you know, you want to meet all the bills and all the needs that you may have, then you're always going to be rushing to make that money, right? So when things happen and it doesn't work out, so what happened is that's the reason why people quit the business and join another one, because they're looking for the easy way out. But if you release that, okay, like if you release that and you say, I will stick to this no matter what, because this is what's going to give me that money that I want, then no matter what comes in your life, no matter what obstacle, you will not be shaken. So that's why I'm saying you need to meditate. You need to release that stress. It's already, like, life is already stressful enough. But if we allow that stress to come in our lives, then we're all going to be going in circle, right? So we joined this company. It did not work out. We think it didn't work out because, you know, life just, we just give up easily. Then we move on to the next, then we move on to the next. Because we're allowing the stress to manipulate us. But if you stick into this business that you're in right now, and problem comes in or stress comes in, like, you just have to release that. You have to think that, what can I do that's gonna be different with this other one that I'm gonna be joining, or this one that I'm gonna be doing. It's never gonna end, because no matter what it is that you're doing, if you allow stress to run your life, then you're always going to be going around the circle. So that's what I'm saying. Until you learn to release the stress, not just from your mind, but also from your body, then you're always going to be the same. So So you need to really transform from within.
Well, I love that. You know, you're really getting to know who you are as a person, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and that is amazing. You know, I really like how you worded all that today.
Thank you. Like I said, it's my experience, okay, so I made that choice the first time, and because I didn't release that fully, what happened to me, now every time there's problem that comes in my life, I always, I always act as if I'm the victim. But when I realize that this actually just run my life instead of just, you know, completely releasing it. So now, right now, let me tell you, life is better, but the problem never stopped coming. And just for example, yesterday and today, I just had this stress or problem that I'm dealing with, but because I released that stress, because now I'm thinking to myself, this is how you release the stress, okay? You have to meditate on, if I allow this stress to run me, will my situation change? And the answer is always no, it's not. It's just actually making you more depressed, right? But if you say, okay, I'm releasing this stress, meaning what can I do to resolve this problem or to resolve this stress? So now what I was, that stress, that problem that came yesterday and today, so now I'm saying, do I allow this to really ruin what I'm planning? And the answer, of course, is no. So what I'm doing right now, honestly, is resolution. So resolution is doing what it is I have to do to move forward or to resolve, like I said, the issue. So now the issue is, it's okay. Like, I'm not being bothered by it. Whatever happens, happens. And you just have to release that, like I said. Like, you have to decide that for yourself. You know, is this going to run my life forever or not? And that's how you will release it.
That's excellent. Jeanette, was there books that you read that helped you through this process? Like, how did you realize and kind of get through it? Was there an external force, or was it completely internal?
Well, what I've been doing, like I said, if you have that, if you're very spiritual, then, you know, there's a lot of books. But what I do is every morning I actually listen to Joel Austin. And then I do have the, I highly recommend to have the daily affirmation. So what it is you will write what you want in your life, right? So for me, I have this affirmation that I read out every day. So for example, one of the, affirmation is that I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful that we're traveling and, traveling around the world, going through cruises. So, you will kind of just read that all the time, every day. And then one is that, I'm thankful for my great income. Like, then you will specify how much income you want. So, and then after that, I just kind of like quiet for a few minutes. And just releasing everything and just accepting all the blessings. Because, when you meditate that way, like when you just say, okay, today nothing but blessings, nothing but favor, then comes up, like a problem of stress, then all you have to say is that, you know, it's all good, it's all favor, so that's what I do every day.
Well, that's excellent. Do you say the same one every day so that it's something that your body starts to accept, or is it something that you change on a daily basis?
No, it's the daily affirmation. It's what I say every day. So I have, it's actually quite long. So I have about 2 pages of what I read out every day.
Oh, that's awesome. So you wrote them out yourself, and you just kind of have your day. Okay.
Yes. So I find that what you can also do, instead of just reading it, what you can do is also is rewriting it every day. As you read it, you're rewriting it. That also helps.
Oh, okay. So, you know, some of you ladies out there that might want to get a journal and do something like that, so you're constantly doing that. I have myself a gratitude journal, and at the end of each night, I kind of, you know, all the things that I have done and I'm very grateful for during the day. And but I really like the affirmation of doing it first thing in the morning, because I think that will really start a day off right.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, but you see, that's not enough, because I do know a lot of people that read out the affirmation every day. But the core of it, like I said, is transforming you from within. Because you can read out the affirmation every day, but if you don't take it from within, then what happens is that you will constantly battle between, you know, that mindset, right? Like it doesn't work, or, you know, and it only works with others and not for me, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You need to have a deeper understanding of who you are as a person and what it is that you really want. So until you do that, until you have that clear understanding of really completely transforming yourself from within, then, you know, it will just, like I said, be like a regular routine, right? And you don't want it to be like a regular routine. You want it to reflect on your life. You want it to start happening in your life. And this
isn't something that's going to happen overnight, is it? It's going to be a
process. No, definitely not. No, like I said, until I accepted the situation and until I completely transfer from within, You will always have that battle of, you know, like you're okay one day and you're not okay another day. So it needs a lot of also discipline and a lot of practice, of course. And when bad things happen or when stress happens, so when you release it, you have to accept also what it is that you're willing to give up to resolve that, right? So you need to learn, like I said, to really not just put it in the back burner, but to really deal with it, because that's the only way that you're going to completely release all the stress.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. You know, and I think that's really important for all aspects of life, isn't it? You know, if you're not willing or if you can't deal with what's happening, then you can never move forward past that. And, you know, we're going to have those ups and downs in our personal life and our business life. And, you know, accepting it and dealing with it and moving on, I think, are some of the best tips that I think you could have given, you know, our listeners today. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, what I wanted to add, if you're a woman, you know, who got business and you wanted to see how you could be successful, well, what I wanted to say is that moving from one company to another is not going to resolve that. We all have our favorite business. So what I would say is that you need to choose the right business that will reflect on your passion and not just for making income, because I truly believe that all companies, they're all good. There is not, you know, especially in direct sale company, I truly believe that it's good. It really depends on what is your passion and what it is that you want it to do. For example, for me, it's about fashion, so I love fashion, and that's how I got into my company. But if you like health, if you like, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that if you're passionate about what you're doing and you learn to transform yourself from within, there's really no reason why you couldn't be successful in what you're currently doing right now. So my first advice is really to get into something that you're passionate about and not just about making money, you know, because if you get into something that you love to do and then you learn how to transform yourself from within, that no stress or no problem is gonna stop you from achieving what you wanted to achieve, then you know what, you'll be successful. You know, you will get the reward that you deserve.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much, because, you know what, I like you, I really believe that too. So thank you, Jen, for saying that. Jeanette, we are very honored to have you on our show, and we hope that you'll be a guest on our show again soon here.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my honor and privilege. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. And, you know, everyone, you know, make sure you visit Jeanette on her Facebook page, or you can find her on our Interviewing the Divas Facebook page. You know, we'll get her to write some comments on there, and we'll definitely get her to come on our show again. So we're really excited, and we're very thankful that you were talking about Divine You today. And I hope that everybody remembers that kindness can change everything. And I hope that each and every one of you has a wonderful day. So take care, everyone.